time to feel the rush of the round table. Brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Are you really an independent contractor? Find out in seconds for free at PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Welcome to it. Roundtable for Thursday, the 14th of May. My gosh, it feels like forever since we've talked to this man. Host of the Bill Carroll Show, Fridays at noon. That's tomorrow. Host of the Morning Rush at CFRA in Ottawa. It's Bill Carroll. Hello, Bill.
I thought I'd missed today's show, so I'm so happy that it's Friday's tomorrow. Thank God.
Right?
It's very confusing when every day is the same.
I was reading something today that said the average person needs to be reminded 5 to 6 times a week as to what day it is. And I don't think
I've never been more lost about the day of the week. It's crazy.
Yeah, even when we're working, it's very strange.
Yeah.
Amanda Galbraith is here, principal at Navigator, and someone who has no problem whatsoever knowing it's Thursday. Or is it Tuesday? Amanda Galbraith, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank
you. Really well, thank you. Let's start off with the good news today, and we got lots of it from the Premier. Not only, as you heard originally on News Talk 1010, an exclusive yesterday, will golf courses and marinas be opening on Saturday, but in addition to that, Tuesday, we will see the opening of retail stores, as long as you're not inside. Now, I want to make this distinction, because a lot of people were writing in saying, well, does that mean my strip mall will be open? Technically, yes, they'll be allowed to open, as long as they've got a plan in place for social distancing and capacity inside the store, meaning you can only have a certain amount of people based on the square meters and size of your establishment. The closed shopping malls will still remain closed. When I say closed, I mean the ones that have stores like an Eaton Center or a Yorkdale Mall. Those will remain closed. But here's what the Premier had to say.
We can reopen retail stores with street entrance that are not located in shopping malls with strict social distancing measures in place. Certain seasonal venues, including outdoor sports fields, tennis courts, and off-leash dog parks. Vets and other pet services, such as pet grooming by appointment only, animal shelters, household services, such as cleaning and maintenance. Certain health and medical services, including scheduled surgeries and in-person counseling.
Bill, we've heard from we heard from the mayor of Toronto. He didn't go as far as the mayor of Mississauga. She seems to think this is a little too fast because a lot of cities, the big cities, seem to still have a significant problem on their hands.
Yeah, and I know it's frustrating for people who don't live in Toronto, where the problem is a little bigger than it is elsewhere, because you think, well, can we just get going already? I don't know that it's a bit too fast. It sounds like a lot on paper, but it's still the grocery store times whatever number. I mean, okay, I guess I might go line up for shoes now, but I kind of doubt it. I don't see that this changes most people's everyday life a whole lot. Yeah, if you're a golfer or you play tennis, whatever, that's great news. You can do things. But I still think, you know, the difference now between me walking into a relatively empty store or waiting at the curb to have it brought out to me isn't a whole lot. So it's a small measure. It feels like if it's early, it's only a little bit early. I mean, you take, and I know you can't, but if you take the seniors' residences out of the equation, then, you know, there's a lot less of it in our province than there is on the surface. So I just worry, not that it's too fast, that we will take it too much for granted, you know, that we'll just think that this thing is over and we'll become careless. That's my bigger concern, because we've seen the idiots already going out there like there's not a care in the world. So what will they do when they're given a little more freedom? I worry about that. But otherwise, if we just follow the rules, use some common sense, I think we can ease out of our homes a little.
Yeah, Amanda, that's the fear I think everybody has in the back of their head, anybody who's been paying attention to this story for the last few weeks. It's, you know, we don't want to go back to having to do this all over again, because that's going to be, it's going to present its own set of challenges.
Yeah, I do think inevitably we'll probably see like another sort of peak and maybe a little bit more, you know, more aggressive language from our politicians and maybe a bit more stringent restrictions. But I think this makes lots of sense to me. There's no reason why I can go into a grocery, like a little, my neighborhood grocery store, one person at a time and look at stuff, and I can't do it at a different store. To me, I don't understand the distinction. I get you're trying to keep people at home, but I think this is sensible. I think it's also, frankly, if you want to talk about where the puck's going, it's where people are going anyway. And so I think I would rather see the government say, all right, you know, let's put out some logical, balanced restrictions that people can live within, as opposed to just having people break the rules. And then if we'll see how that works. And if it doesn't work, then we'll pull them back and we'll all get really serious about it. But, you know, I think people have shown themselves to be relatively responsible. And that 10% of outliers are always going to be the 10% of outliers, but we can't really govern for them. So I'm thrilled, and I will probably be standing in line to buy shoes, I'll be honest.
totally just for up. The thrill of it. Just for the just, thrill.
Literally, that will be my outing one day. But I just think, you know, part of us, it's also been a long 3 months. Like, I think we all need a little bit of a little bit of joy here. So I was very delighted to see this today.
I'm definitely passing myself off as a standard poodle to get a haircut.
I think a lot of people are asking their dog groomers right now if they're doing BOGO or if they're doing two-for-one deals, if you can take care of both of us at the same time. That'd be great. I'd love to get both of your opinions on something specific that was asked of the Premier this afternoon by a reporter who essentially said, how is it any different when it comes to me wanting to go to my friend's backyard for a barbecue or go visit a family member? What's the difference between that and going shopping when things open up next week? Here's the Premier's answer.
You know something, I get it. I really do. I understand the pain that you're going through, and you know, for months, and I know I had one of my daughters over too, and I got in trouble for that, but for months we never saw them. And I understand the pain you're going through, your family's going through, and other families are going through. And I just ask, just hang in there, just a little bit longer, and we'll get through it.
So, Bill, I don't know that a lot of people are going to be hanging out much longer. I think a lot of people are thinking, hey, if I can go walk through HomeSense next week, why can't I go to my pal's backyard and have a couple of burgers?
I got to say, first of all, I love the fact that Doug Ford, I've known for years, is now the guy on the radio. I mean, he's just so exhausted from doing these every day. He's just the real guy. There's no politician left. I got in trouble for it. I did it myself. He just
relates. Yeah, I was
it
glad
there.
He admitted it, too. I, yeah. I picked that out as well. I was really glad that he copped to it. Good
just
for
the
him.
Tone of, yeah, I got in trouble. But here's why it's difficult, right? Because, you know, we already raised the issue of what's different about a shoe store with distancing than a grocery store? What's the difference if I can go to a grocery store and I can have a buddy over in the backyard and he's going to sit 10 feet away from me? And the answer is really no difference, except that you're just trying to control the overall numbers and the amount of movement, right? It's just about, it's a numbers game. Keep as many people at home and apart as you can for as long as you can without destroying the economy. So initially, it was not good to go into the grocery stores, but we had to eat. So, you know, essential. Literally, it was that. We had to keep that open. It would have been better if we could have all just stayed home for 3 or 4 weeks and done absolutely nothing. This thing would be over by now. Right? No one goes anywhere, it would be over by now. So it's a matter of easing us back. So we're going to run into this problem all the way along where, common sense wise, well, why is the marina open and not whatever your favorite store is? Why can't I go to the shooting range? Right? People will make those arguments all along. And in the end, there's no logic to it. It's just a matter of releasing the numbers of people out into the public as gradually as possible and not having as too many house parties.
Amanda, are you more likely to go visit someone in their backyard this weekend on Saturday, the only nice day this weekend, if invited?
Honestly, yes, probably. I would do it safely from a distance. But to be honest, like, for example, we have a family member who is on her own. And we've gone to the backyard and we've sat more than 2 meters apart and brought our own stuff. But, you know, that's been taking place. I would not, you know, go and party in someone's house. I would not go to a party or any of that kind of thing. But am I at the point now where I feel like as long as we're being responsible and we're making conscious choices of, you know, how can we expand? Like, are we expanding our bubble to include ex family members at this point? Yeah, we're talking about it. And I think a lot of people are. And part of that is because this virus isn't going away. Like, to me now, it felt like we had to stay home. Let's make sure the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. And now we need to find a way where we can all live together as a society in a way that is functional for us while keeping people as safe as possible and the economy moving for another year. And I don't think not seeing family members for a year is feasible. Not that anyone's suggesting it, but yeah, absolutely. That's something that's on my mind. I'm not going to go have a party, but you know, I may go walk outside with someone, which frankly seems perfectly safe in many other jurisdictions in the world. So I think that's where we're going.
Let's take a look at the city's approach very quickly. They're going to be shutting down some streets. Some lanes on Lakeshore this weekend will be closed for the long weekend in an effort to give people more space on the sidewalks. Here's the mayor very quickly.
Today, we are moving ahead with creating 57 kilometers of quiet streets across the city. And starting this weekend, we will be closing two major roads near popular recreation trails and areas. Starting right away, our Quiet Streets initiative will see traffic calming measures deployed on local streets across the city to open up space for pedestrians and cyclists while still allowing local car traffic only.
All right, Mike, very quick question because we only got 60 seconds here. Is Bill, do you think that this is going to become permanent down the road where, okay, it was done for COVID-19, it worked, well, why not keep it that way?
Well, maybe to some degree, because I think a lot of people will never go back to the office to work. Some will stay home or they'll go in 2 days a week and alternate with their colleagues. So some of these changes, I think, will be permanent and they'll be good ones. You know, Ryan, for years when we've worked together, I never worried about ongoing traffic. We didn't need to build more roads. I always believed telecommuting would solve the problem. And I think this is going to fast track it.
Amanda?
Yeah, I agree. I think that we're in the process right now. We're reimagining what cities are going to look like in the next probably 5 or 10 years. And to me, this is a very prudent and smart step because right now people are being jammed on sidewalks and paths. So I was thrilled to see this. I think it's smart. And I think the city will continue to evaluate things as this sort of progresses and we kind of bring more people back online.
I appreciate that. Bill, Amanda, thank you so much. Good luck with the shoe shopping on Tuesday if we don't speak until then.
Okay, you'll see it on Instagram.
I was
you too,
to Bill.
I'll be getting groomed. So
there you go. Best in show, he is.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.